Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jonathan Mingo, Cowboys get a wide receiver and a seventh-round pick. The Panthers get a fourth-round pick, and this is a fire sale. The Panthers, we know, they're playing for the number one overall pick. It's no secret. I mean, it's just what it is. That is something, you know, because Jerry Jones had said they were going to try to make the team better. I don't know how that makes them better, but okay. I think the big move is the Lions, right? They needed help on the defensive front, and they go get Za'Darius Smith. That, to me, is the move so far of the day. Give me your thoughts on this, man.
The Mingo thing, I mean, it's hard for me not to chuckle. Like, I forgot he was in the league. Like, I got to be honest. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. I don't know, Carl. Like, Dallas sucks. Like, that's going to be a high fourth-round pick. Like, that's going to be a high fourth-round pick. I don't know why. Like, I'm sure, look, I know why. Jerry loved this kid in college. Obviously, Jerry, the GM of the Cowboys, their chief scout, must have loved this kid in college. And Jerry's had some success picking receivers, so I'm sure he thinks he's a savant at it. But, like, they gave away Deontay Johnson in a cash dump. Like, they ate his salary, right, to move him for nothing for the Baltimore Ravens. Basically, the Ravens get the right to a Deontay Johnson comp pick, and in exchange – Carolina gets like a late sixth round pick from a team that might win the Super Bowl. Might be the last pick in the sixth round. Yet Jerry trades what's probably a high four for a guy, Jonathan Mingo, who couldn't see the field, stuck behind Deontay Johnson and whatever's left of Adam Thielen. Like, it's just horrible asset management, you know? And you can talk about, oh, it's just a fourth-round pick. Well, didn't they throw away a fourth-round pick for Trey Lance? Like, you throw around enough mid-round picks, and your team is this shitty. You all of a sudden, you start craving fourth-round picks. Like, they should be selling whatever they can for fourth-round picks, not buying, you know, draft busts for fourth-round picks at a position that depends on the quarterback, and you're stuck with your backup quarterback. So just why don't you go get an offensive lineman and try to run the goddamn football? You used to be able to do that. Whatever. So that's inconsequential. Good for the Panthers. Yeah, Za'Darius Smith helps. I still think they need a pure edge guy in Detroit. Like, it's a nice move. And Za'Darius Smith, especially when you're able to get him on twists and stunts inside, line him up on some less athletic guards, he could be a difference maker still in this league. And they didn't give up anything for him. But that's all the more reason why to try to add something else on the edge, a pure edge guy, someone who could maybe even line up in that wide nine and help collect some of the mistakes that Za'Darius Smith can cause with an inside pass rush. I don't see any reason why they don't go all out. And look, Mark Davis in recent years has traded Khalil Mack. He's traded Derek Carr, right? Derek Carr is quarterback who he just gave all that money to. Davante Adams. Like, just he wouldn't take two ones for Max Crosby. I don't know, man. I would keep throwing picks at him till he said, "Yeah." I mean, you that town has waited so long, and you've done so well in the draft that I get it. You want to, you know, there's part of you that wants to keep all that draft capital, but there's got to be a time and place for everything. And boy, they should have their foot completely on that accelerator right now. So we'll see, you know, what else they do Maybe it's a Jadeveon Clowney or something like that. Maybe it's a Jeez Ojulari. I don't know. It needs to be something else. Something off the edge. You know, I think Pittsburgh's going to get a wide receiver here at some point. You know, is it Mike Williams? Is it DK Metcalf? You know, I don't know. They're trying and they want to, and they see a real, you know, possibility there to win that division. And they haven't played any division games yet, the Steelers. They're one of those teams with the weird schedule. So there'll be more of this to dissect, you know, on the other side of 5 p.m. Tuesday. But that's the bare minimum for the Lions, right? Like, that's the baseline. It they is. Met the baseline. Now exceed it. Now exceed it.
Za'Darius Smith goes to the Lions and a 2026 seventh round pick.
It's a salary dump.
Yes, correct.
He's making $10 million basically for 1 year. You go pay the rest of it.
This is a no brainer for the Lions. And this is what we always talk about. Like, what are the terms of the deal? What are you looking to give up? I think this is a no-brainer, and it certainly makes them better. Even if he comes in, and let's just say he's a rotational guy, Jason, he makes them deeper. I mean, give me a break. Yeah. Like that, this helps them, but to your point, are they done, or are they going all in? It's in the huddle. Carl Dukes, along with Jason Lock on four, as we recap everything that happened last week and some of the stuff that's going on today. Again, trade deadline. We know it's November 5th, and many of you are worried about other things that are going to happen today. Yeah. We are worried about what's going on around the NFL as we talk about it. I'll say this, the Cowboy move, and just real quick, it's almost as if this appeased the fan base, which in itself is a bad look.
Yes.
Because they look so bad Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. It's almost as if Jerry's going, hey, look, I'm going to do something, and I'm trying to get this team better. But the move itself is inconsequential. I can't even speak. And I think more than anything, that Jerry knows this team's not going anywhere. And now that Dak is on the shelf, he's on the IR, for those of you who have not heard. So he'll be out at least 4 weeks. CeeDee Lamb's banged up. We know the other injuries they're dealing with. This team is going nowhere.
Nowhere.
And so I don't understand this. Like, I'm with you. I would have gone and gotten
off. You do understand it. Let them eat cake. I'm going to throw them a crumb. I'm going to throw them a bone. Hey, you said I'm a shitty GM. I can't make any trades. I got you a wide receiver. I think he's a diamond in the rough. You know what else about this trade, Carl?
What?
Takes on no salary. It's a guy.
Yeah, so it didn't cost him anything.
A rookie contract. So I did something. I can distract him. Right? It's three-card Monty. Don't look over here. Look over here. Look, I did something. He's going to be better than you think. I know this guy. I would have taken him even higher in the draft. Blah, 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 blah. He takes on no salary. It's an optics distractionary move. And you know, the Cowboys will suck forevermore.
Real quick, Dak, obviously, I got to say this, and then we'll move on, Jason. This is not all on him. They gave him nothing to work with. And for Dak Prescott, who, you know, again, is thrown for basically 1,800 yards, he's on pace, and we know this, for the worst non-injury season in his career, which was obviously when he broke his leg. This part of me feels bad for Dak because they knew going into the season they didn't have running backs. They didn't have a running game.
Yep.
He knew he only
had offensive line.
Yeah. Correct.
Rapid offensive line.
You put all this on Dak, and now he's wetting the bed because he's got to make all these damn plays, and it's not on him. This is solely on Jerry. All right, guys, let's talk about what else is going on because there are some division races that are getting interesting. And real quick, we got to mention the Chiefs from last night. Chiefs played on Monday Night Football. They remain undefeated. They beat the Bucs in overtime. The big conversation, at least today, Jason, is why didn't the Bucs go for two when they had a chance to maybe win the game? Did you have a problem with it?
Not really, because if he wins the...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I mean, I feel like if he wins the toss, as good as the Chiefs' defense is, if he wins the coin toss, I think it was Todd Bowles' way of sort of empowering his offense. And Baker, you know what? Like, it wasn't prolific because we lost our wide receivers, but it was functional enough. And if we scored 24 already on the road, I think we can go and win this game offensively. Like, I think his offense is his better unit right now. And it is still Patrick Mahomes. And so you could say, oh, well, you think you're going to get that play right there. But Mike Evans is the best red zone option in football. He's not there. You know what I mean? Godwin's the best slot option in the red zone. He's not there. You know they're going to take Kate Otten away. Like, I don't know, man. I don't have a huge problem with it, I guess.
I don't either. I've tried to
get on board this because everybody seemingly like.
To me, Jason, on the road, it was the right play, right? You kick the field goal. If they go do what they did, fine. We go to overtime. I just feel like that was the right play. You go for two. I just feel like you didn't give your team a chance to win it. And I'm okay with it. I agree with you on this. I've been searching all morning. Like, is there really a big deal with this? We're so caught up in analytics right now with the whole, they've got to go for two. This is the reason why. And sometimes I'm like, no, you're on the road. You've played well enough to be in the damn game.
Right.
Kick the field goal. Let's see where this goes. You know?
If you win the coin toss, I mean, Baker Mayfield's worst decision was he picked tails, and it ended up being heads. But, I mean, what the hell? But, like, honestly, if you're watching that game, you're like, whoever wins this coin toss, the other defense is kind of spent, whichever one it is. Like, even if they win the coin toss and kick a field goal, you've probably bled the clock, right? So Mahomes has got to operate a little more quickly than they'd like. Mahomes has got a gimpy ankle. Like, at least it looked like he might have a gimpy ankle. I guess it turns out he's Superman because that didn't seem to bother him all that much in overtime. But, like, I don't have a huge problem with it. He lost the coin toss, and then he got beat by Mahomes in overtime. Well, I mean, that's – get in line, brother. I mean, that's what he and Andy Reid have been doing to everybody since they got together. Like, I feel bad for the Bucs, man. It's a pretty good football team.
And, it is.
And things are going to conspire against them. And Atlanta's going to end up winning that division by two or three games. And it's going to have a lot to do with bad luck. And luck exists. It's real. There are teams that will escape injury this year, and there will be teams that have entire position groups wiped out by injury. And unfortunately for the Bucs, they're in the latter.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.